Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. Hey, y'all. Hey, doggy. Here we go.
God dang, man.
And dang old boom, man. Damn it, Bobby. Anyway, it's 7:12. Quick look at your forecast here before we get to your morning damp. Today, we got some clouds. We got some sun. We got some wind. We got some this. We got some that. We got some showers. High of 46.
Do they have the wind on there? Because somebody texted me yesterday. They're like, hey, man, did you go fishing today? Because if you didn't, you should probably get out there because the next few days. Somebody said 10-foot waves.
Well, today, northwest winds 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts up to 35. So it'll probably be a little gnarly out there, bro. Hollow barrels, bro.
Yeah. Usually goes out when it's windy like that, and it's kind of entertaining if you want to go watch it. The kiteboarders.
Oh, dude, that's so cool. I feel like I could do that, but because I get the basic concept of having a board strapped to your feet. That's got to be the easy part. I'm like, okay, I've flown a kite before. I could probably do that, right? I got a feeling I'd end up like in the middle of Lake Michigan going, how in the hell?
You'd probably end up in the middle of the sky. That's my problem with it. I'm like, dude, I'm going to catch an updraft. And that thing's going to take me 30 stories up into the air.
Yeah, but you got a parachute. What are you worried about? Don't be such a pussy.
It's a parachute until it turns and goes directly down like your kite does.
Yeah, but I think if you're controlling, I've watched it, I think it'd be all right. I think I would be fine. I'm going to try it.
And this is a question I have.
What?
We were out on the pier the other day fishing, and there's a guy on the jet ski just hauling ass, doing donuts and just having a grand old time. And the whole time I'm like, dude, the water has got to be Titanic cold. It's got to be just freaking freezing.
I tell you what, if you get those wetsuits, same thing. When Kiki and I were in Ireland and we went surfing, the water, oh my God, it was cold. But you get that wetsuit, keeps everything close to your body.
You don't get cold at all?
No. The only thing that was cold kind of at one point was, you know, your hands eventually will start to get cold, and but your feet kind of adapt to it. And you're in there. I'm not saying you want to be out there for hours and hours and hours and hours. But, dude, my body was warm, man. And then as soon as I took that wetsuit off, I was like, oh, my God, what am I doing? Wow. Yeah, so you know, they do. You see guys surfing in the wintertime with icicles on their beard and everything. Yeah, those wetsuits make a big difference. So
it's craziness.
All right, so we got to get a kite and a board.
No, you need a kite, a board, and you need to call Chris Thompson to get some life insurance.
You're going to die. What if we just duct tape one of my surfboards to my feet? Will that work?
Yeah, I think absolutely. That'll work. 100%.
That'll be fine. I'll just try to
jump the pier.
I'm going to gorilla glue some boots to one of my surfboards.
I got a really big Ninja Turtle kite we could try out.
Perfect. We'll be fine. We got this. Anyway, all right, that's good enough for your forecast. I literally didn't get to my forecast at all, but that works.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, some health experts say smoking marijuana regularly could increase a person's risk of contracting coronavirus. It's a common sense conclusion, but something to seriously consider. Smoking a lot of weed impacts the lungs, and this virus does too. Just be safe as possible out there. So here's the thing, though. If you're, I'd understand if you were, like, sharing a pipe or a bong with someone.
I think they left out the most important part of that. Sharing a pipe, sharing a joint,
yeah.
Having somebody put their lips on your joint and then sucking on it.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I've always been against, like, whenever you see someone in a group, like at a concert, I can't tell you how many concerts I've been to, outdoor festivals where they're passing it around. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm not going to put my lips on something that 9 other people put their lips on that I just saw. I don't need all forms of herpes, okay?
Back in my early 20s, man, over in Kalamazoo at a party, there's this dude in the corner rolling up a blunt and, like, literally, like, spitting into the thing. You know, they're licking it to make it, you know, so it sticks, man. But, dude, this guy was, like, literally hawking loogies into this thing. I'm like, dude, I do not want any part of that. No, I'm trying to have a good time tonight. I'm not trying to go to bed.
Yeah.
But even if I was going to partake at that time, like, dude, you just, half of your saliva.
Tell you what, watch. lick that blunt one more time just to make sure it's sealed. Just one more time.
Ah.
You can't even light it because it's so wet.
He just put it the whole thing in his mouth.
Yeah. So
okay, it's ready.
I think if you're taking proper precautions, you're going to be fine. But yeah, if you're passing around your bong with strangers, it's probably not the smartest idea at this point. That's what I'll say.
You know what? Same thing goes with cigs too. I know people aren't passing cigs around like joints, but
yeah,
you know, you're touching stuff with your hands. You pull a cig out of your pack.
Yeah.
You know, the pack is coming from the gas station attendant.
Yeah.
She's touching it or he's touching it.
Yeah.
You know, I think cigarette smoking is just as dangerous in that way.
Yeah. What you do is you just take turns. You have one person smoke, and they just blow the smoke in your face. That's how you do it. You social distance smoke is what you do. Lastly, now that we have a bit more of time on our hands, some UFO experts have been looking more closely at images of Mars and believe that they found two alien pyramids up there. Both pyramids are smaller, roughly 10 feet by 15 feet, and supposedly close to one another. The conclusion is simple. They were built by a smaller species than us humans, but definitely an intelligent species.
See, Brock?
I'm going back to that weed smoking. I think too many people are indoors getting baked, looking at images of Mars going, whoa,
Mars,
bro,
man.
Whoa, man.
Now, hear me out. Didn't they prove and they discovered liquid? They discovered water on Mars. That's a fact, right?
I think they found frozen or places where there was water on Mars.
Was frozen water, which water is what?
It's water.
That's the most critical and crucial part of life, bro.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
No, there's no pyramids on Mars. There's no alien life form on Mars. No.
Yes, there is.
No. And by the way, too, like, this is super, this is a bummer. If they're tiny, like, it's 10 feet by 15 feet. You know how small they'd have to be? I'm not going to try and do the math, even attempt to do it. But if you go to scale with how our pyramids are, and these are 10 to 15 feet, they got to be tiny little aliens. Mm-hmm. What fun is that?
What if the president came out and was like, all right, it's true. It's real. There's really life on Mars, guys. This is happening. How are you going to react? What is your next reaction, Brock? Because you were so set on there not being aliens. How are you going to react?
I would literally stand up. I go, prove it. Let me see the alien. That's what I would say. Until I see an alien in front of me.
Let me guess. You'd have a dove, and you'd let the dove go, and that alien would shoot it out of the air, just like in Mars Attacks.
Exactly.
And everything would go chaos, and it would be because of you and your damn dove.
I'm sorry. I want to prove it. No, I want to see the hot alien babe, and I want to touch her hot alien babe boobies.
With my hands.
Well, you can't lead me into it and not know that I'm not going to talk about hot green alien babes.
You just said they were like tiny little things. That's terrible.
You know who my hero is? It's William Shatner, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's William Shatner because he boldly went where no man had went before, and that is just to hook up with alien babes throughout the universe. That's the man we got to look up to. That's the man whose model we have to follow.
Shatner.
There's a hot alien babe standing over there. I'm going to seduce her and then have sex with her. Anyway, there you go. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 10.